This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has emphasized the need for a fair and robust international order. He stressed that the absence of a strong global order not only benefits powerful countries, but also enables smaller nations to take risks and challenge the established norms. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking at the Raisina Dialogues session, Thrones and Thorns, Defending the Integrity of Nations, in New Delhi this morning. He highlighted the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity, citing India's experience with Pakistan's illegal occupation of Kashmir.
The longest standing illegal presence, occupation of a territory by another country pertains to India. What we saw in Kashmir. Now, we went to the UN. What was an invasion was made into a dispute. So the attacker and the victim were put on par. Who were the culpable parties? UK, Canada, Belgium, Australia, USA.
Dr. Jayashankar also emphasized the need for fairness and consistency in global standards while pointing out the difference in international responses to military coups in Myanmar and Western countries. Speaking at the Raisina Dialogue this morning, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard expressed her gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the invitation and highlighted the constructive discussions held during her visit. Ms. Gabbard said it had been a constructive few days engaging with her Indian counterparts and building on the momentum generated by President Trump and Mr. Modi's joint statement in Washington, D.C. last month.
It's great to be back here in India, and I especially want to thank Prime Minister Modi for the invitation to come here to get together with new friends, to greet old friends here from across the Indo-Pacific region and from around the world. But it's been a constructive few days where I've been engaging with our Indian counterparts, working to continue to build off of the momentum that was created by President Trump and Prime Minister Modi's joint statement issued in Washington, D.C. after their Oval Office meeting. I'm confident that this partnership and friendship between our two nations will continue to grow and strengthen.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that the government of Maharashtra will take action against those involved in the Nagpur violence. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Joshi said the state government is handling the situation efficiently. Shiv Sena MP from Thane, Naresh Maske, has alleged a conspiracy behind the incident hatched by the opposition. He also alleged that the investigation has revealed that outside people have spread this violence. Meanwhile, talking to media in New Delhi, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari has said peace should prevail in Nagpur and the guilty should be punished. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has summoned RJD President and former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad for questioning tomorrow in the Land for Jobs money laundering case. Former Chief Minister and RJD leader Rabri Devi has already reached the Patna ED office to record her statement in the case. The ED has also summoned the elder son of RJD Chief Tej Pratap Yadav for investigation in connection with the same case. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated a two-day orientation program for the newly elected members of the Delhi Legislative Assembly. In his address, Mr. Birla emphasized that to become effective public representatives, they must acquire extensive knowledge of the Constitution's provisions as well as the rules and procedures of the House. He also stressed that MLAs should actively participate in the House discussions. All MLAs, including Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta, Deputy Speaker Mohan Singh Bisht, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Leader of the Opposition Atishi, are attending the two-day program. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will hold a meeting with the CEO of UIDAI, secretaries from the Home Ministry and the Legislative Department in New Delhi today to discuss the linking of Aadhaar identification numbers with the voter ID. The Election Commission has initiated a series of proactive measures to tackle long-standing electoral challenges. It includes resolving duplicate voter ID issues within next 3 months and training field-level political agents such as booth-level, polling, counting and election agents on their critical roles. Indian benchmark indices are trading higher today. The BSE benchmark index Sensex jumped over 900 points to reclaim the 75,000 mark during the morning trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.